You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Now that the GOP has gotten its tax reform passed, leaders like House Speaker Paul Ryan are saying the next item on their agenda is reining in government spending. Well, perhaps the work of my next guest will give them a very good place to start. Michigan State University economist Mark Skidmore and his team of grad students, along with a former government official, did some major digging into government websites and reports. And they seem to have found unauthorized spending in the Departments of Defense, as well as Housing and Urban Development, to the tune of $21 trillion from 1998 through 2015. Mark Skidmore is with us now. Mark, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
What started you down this path of figuring out how much unsupported spending had happened at HUD and DOD?
Yeah, I was listening to an interview with Catherine Austin Fitz, who's the former Assistant Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, HUD. As a result of some of her experiences, she has been an advocate for fiscal transparency and accountability. During this interview, she had mentioned or referenced a report put out by the Office of the Inspector General, and in this report, she had said that the Army, which has about $122 billion budget in fiscal year 2015, had $6.5 trillion in unsupported adjustments. That caught my attention, and in fact, I thought, that can't be right. I'm familiar with state and local budgets, and typically adjustments are a very small fraction of authorized spending. So I thought, no, that has to be wrong. Maybe she meant 6.5 billion, not trillion. So I found the report on the government website and I read it myself, and sure enough, it said 6.5 trillion. And that motivated me to contact her, and we decided to work together and sift through the thousands of reports produced by the Office of the Inspector General and the GAO, and try to find other reports that provided a magnitude, a dollar figure to the unsupported adjustments. We sifted through thousands of documents on the website looking for these reports for years 1998 to 2015 for HUD, as well as the Department of Defense. And sometimes we would find reports for DOD as a whole, sometimes for Army, sometimes for Navy, sometimes for Air Force. And this is an incomplete list. This is only what we were able to find. But we found about $21 trillion in unsupported adjustments over that period.
That's a mind-blowing number. Are you sure it's $21 trillion?
Yeah, we collected all of the documents, put them on a single website, identified the page number where it says the amount of the unsupported adjustment. One of the goals was not only to find out more about this, but to make it more accessible and easier for people to just look for themselves. If you want to, you can go to Solari.com, that's Catherine Austin Fitz's website, and click on, it's called Missing Money. You can get all the original reports. One of the things that was interesting was in this process, when it started to get a little bit of attention in the blogosphere, the links to the original documents on the government website were somehow disabled or something, so you couldn't actually get them on the government website for a while. Actually, I was bothered by that when they disappeared. But now they're back under new URLs.
Okay, and you had actually already screen grabbed them anyway.
Yeah, we downloaded the PDFs.
And we should note the Department of Defense recently announced the first full independent audit in its history. When you think of $21 trillion in these unauthorized transactions and knowing that the Constitution spells out clearly our government bodies need to publish reports, you know, account of receipts and expenditures have to be published, and you don't spend money that isn't authorized and appropriated by law. Have any members of Congress reached out to you?
One senator's staff member has, and I would like to clarify one thing. There's a question about whether these funds were unauthorized, but in these documents, it doesn't say they were unauthorized spending. What they say, and it's a specific accounting term, they're unsupported adjustments. And so in order to determine whether that was unauthorized spending, we would have to go and look. And that's why I'm willing to talk about it. I'm just willing to ask some questions and try to get a handle on why these adjustments are so large. And I have a couple of examples.
Yes, give us some ideas of what we're talking about.
The most recent report that we refer to came out in 2016 for the Army. It's the largest one of $6.5 trillion in unsupported adjustments. And typically in government, adjustments would be on the expenditure side and not on the revenue flow side, because that revenue comes in is authorized by Congress. But in this case, at least according to the document, there was an adjustment in the amount of $800 billion, and that looks like a transfer from the Treasury to the Army. So if you think about budgeting, typically every year the agency or the department is authorized a certain amount. So in the Army's case, it would be $120 or $130 billion. In fiscal year 2015, they would have received $122 billion. And then there's this adjustment that takes place, and it's a transfer from Treasury to the Army of $800 billion. It indicates that this is to adjust for previous years, but in every previous year, you would have gotten an allocation in a similar amount. So how could you get $800 billion? I just don't understand it. In fact, I sent another message to some people today, again, asking this kind of question. Another example would be there were 170 journal voucher adjustments, unsupported adjustments, that amount to $2.1 trillion. And I thought, well, I expected to see some explanation about these 170 adjustments. Why were they unsupported? What was that for? And it just sort of stops. And I'm like, wow, that doesn't seem like too many unsupported adjustments to describe and explain how it could be $2.1 trillion. Is it just an accounting function? But how could it be so large?
Mark, have you reached out to Department of Defense, HUD, the Army, the Office of Inspector General with questions? And has anyone responded to your questions?
I have reached out to the Congressional Budget Office, the GAO, and the Office of the Inspector General. I have gotten calls back, but I have not been able to talk with anybody who has specific knowledge regarding these reports, and in particular, this one report with the $6.5 trillion. That's the most recent one, and it's the largest, so it's the one that I've been focusing my questions on. I just sent another note to the key person listed in the report as the primary contact today. I really would like to find out the answer and learn more. And not just, well, we have to shift money around and it's complicated and it's hard, but really try to get answers to these kinds of specific questions. If I can do that, maybe, you know, we could get somewhere and I would feel better about it. But the numbers are so large and so much outside of my experience with public budgeting that I really want to understand. And so that's why I'm doing this. When the website links were disabled, that prompted me to write an article with Lawrence Kotlikoff, which appeared in Forbes about 12 days ago, highlighting some of these key questions. So my hope is that if I have a few things like this interview, the Forbes piece, that gives me a little bit of a platform to approach lawmakers and try to ask questions in that venue. But, you know, it sounds so crazy, Cindy. $21 trillion of unsupported adjustments. I feel like you need good documentation and a good trust level to have that kind of conversation.
MSU economist Mark Skidmore, whose research work discovered $21 trillion in unsupported adjustments in government spending. Thank you so much for spending time with us, and keep us posted on your work, Mark.
Thank you so much.
We reached out to the Department of Defense Office of Inspector General. They acknowledged receiving our request and say they will try to get us a statement or someone to talk to about this.